This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. The top American commander in Afghanistan is the man who requested the extra troops approved by President Obama. Now General Stanley McChrystal faces the tough task of trying to beat back the Taliban while making Afghanistan more capable of providing for its own security. He explained how he plans to use those additional U.S. forces in a conversation with NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Kabul.
General Stanley McChrystal says his main goal is to pair the 30,000 additional U.S. troops and 5,000 more from NATO with Afghan soldiers and police officers across the country. McChrystal says this will speed up the handover of the country's security responsibilities to Afghans, which, if President Obama has his way, would begin in 18 months.
Our task ahead is to take the additional forces we've got and to partner with the Afghans to convince both the Afghan government, the Afghan National Security Forces, so they have the confidence to do this, and then most importantly, to convince the people in the middle that the government's going to be able to do this.
McChrystal isn't saying where the troops will be sent, but it's clear that most will go to protect Afghanistan's major population centers, especially in the Taliban-rife southern part of the country. The general says the additional security will likely boost the economy in turbulent regions and help persuade the growing number of local Taliban fighters to lay down their weapons.
We don't want to wipe out Taliban fighters. What we want to do is convince Taliban fighters. Now, there are some Taliban that are probably very difficult to convince, very hardcore ideologues or people with certain agendas. But the vast majority, I don't believe, in my assessment, fall into that category.
But McChrystal says persuading the Taliban to switch sides isn't something Western troops can do on their own. He says Afghan President Hamid Karzai's government will have to improve governance and justice across the country if the new Obama strategy there is to succeed. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.